Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For anyone who found us on their radio at FM 96.9, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, join us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is Psalm 133, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And this is given a title of Blessed Unity of the People of God, written by David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the beard, running down the beard of Aaron, running down the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed day that you've given us, even though it's hot. But I know, Lord, that you love us even still through the heat. And I know that someday soon that you'll send us some rain, you'll send us some cooling weather. So, Lord, help us to hold on and give us the strength to go through this heat and help us to endure it, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us today as we worship you and only you, Lord. We give you all our thanks and praise, for you surely deserve it, and you are worthy of all of it. Help us, Lord, as we leave here, to go as disciples of you, taking the good word. Be with us in every part of our service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Our call to worship this morning, if you would please stand with me. Our call to worship is in your hymnals, number 884. Amen. And we will all say this together. Amen. Amen. We believe in one God, creator, sustainer of all things, father of all nations, the source of all goodness, beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the Savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with God for comfort and for strength. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, in a life of love and prayer, and in grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God contained in the Old and New Testament as a sufficient rule both of faith and of practice. We believe in the Church, those who are united in the living Word for the purpose of worship and service. We believe in the reign of God as a divine will realized in human society and in all the family of our brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in life everlasting. Amen. Amen. At this time, while you're still standing, go ahead and you may pass the peace and tell each one, may the Lord bless you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness.
God bless you, Father.
Beauty that made this heart adore.
Come.
Hope of a life spent with you.
No, God bless you.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glory.
Could we all find our way to our seats? Amen.
Some of us are standing. Well, while we are here, we do want to recognize our birthdays and anniversaries. We've got Ruth Mendez today. Janice Walker today. Boy, lots of them. Virginia Mullinoff on the 25th. Sylvia Swain on the 30th. We've got Keith and Cindy Williams have an anniversary on the 26th. Jean and Elaine Bexler on the 28th. David and Mercy Whipple on the 30th. Wow. August was a busy month.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and do happy birthday anyhow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
I do ask that you take your bulletins with you when you leave here for a couple of reasons. First of all, we've got our prayers listed in here, and please do pray for those that are in need during the week. Also, the schedule of events for the week is on here, and please look over the calendar and find a place where you can further fit in. And I do invite everyone on Saturday to the men's and women's fellowship breakfast. Romeo's and Juliet's meeting at Sophia's. Now, one of the things when we have other announcements, if you could get your announcements in to the office or to Frank or Pastor Ted or one of us during the week or at least before service, if the announcements are made from up here, everyone can hear. Sometimes when people are making announcements, it's hard to hear what's going on, and particularly when there are events coming up. We'd also like to have it loud enough for the radio audience to be able to fit into the calendar. So if you could think about your announcements ahead of time and try to get those in to us, that would be most helpful. Are there other announcements? Of course, sir.
Yes. Well, good morning again.
Good morning again.
All right. It's so good to be here this morning. Just a couple of announcements. The first one about the immunization clinic last week. The Metro District held their immunization clinic over in Building B, and it was a huge success. It was so big of a success till they ran out of vaccines. So we're thankful for the Lord that we were able to provide that service to the community and to the Metro Health District. There may be another one in the near future. I'm not sure, but we thank you so much. And during that time, we found out that we were lacking in one bad area that was glaring. You know, I couldn't speak Spanish, and neither could Jan. So we had a lot of people here that we were trying to communicate with. So in the future, I may call on someone to translate. If you can speak Spanish, it would be a big help. But in spite of that, the Lord was good. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We thank him for his goodness. I think that's the only thing I got. Was that, I believe. Okay. Oh, there is one other thing. If you happen to see a purple towel with pastor written on it, please let me know. Amen? A purple towel. Amen. God bless you. Huh? Okay. Ann is asking about the status of our meeting. Our meeting was tabled because we didn't have all the information that we needed to hand out to you. So it was tabled. Okay? So here's what's going on with that. Based on the Lord's goodness and Laura Dixon's suggestion, we got a hold of the company that she works for, and they gave us a bid that's $7,000 less. So, in saying that, we don't need to touch our CDs. We have the money available to take care of that. So, amen. So, can everybody hear me? Can you hear me out there? Okay. So, we were able to get the money from different sources in the church. We have some funds, some money that Ruth left us, some donations, some designated funds, and we took some money out of our savings. Not that much. So basically what that means is we do not need a church conference anymore. So what I'm going to ask is that, Charlotte, if you could, next Sunday after church, with the admin council just meet with us, and then we'll just go ahead and get that done. Questions? And that's it. Yes, I thought I saw a hand go up.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And that's all. Amen. So we can move ahead with our roof. All right. That's it.
Yeah, are there anything else that we need?
Did you mention lunch bunch?
Probably not. Well, thank you.
I know, but Eileen asked me to mention it to everybody.
If I don't, then I'm important. In serious trouble.
Yeah, it's very important that she has to
count. Please note, Thursday, we're having lunch bunch. It's not an exclusive group. It's an inclusive group. All are welcome. And we're going to meet at 11 o'clock at D. Willie's on O'Connor Road. So, for those of you that were here for Eileen Fader's birthday. That's where the food came from, and it is excellent barbecue. So please do join us on Thursday. And Joni, thank you for getting me out of trouble.
Well, Eileen asked me to make the announcement, so yeah. I didn't want to repeat myself.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
If there are no others, let's all...
Actually, there is one other.
Actually, there is.
Just another thank you. Thank you so much for your donations to Candlewood. The boxes are filling up out there, and we really appreciate it. We hope to get those over there to the school this week, kind of after the smoke kind of dies down over there. I know they're pretty busy. But just thank you so much for your contributions. How many backpacks do we have so far?
Around 50 or a little bit more.
We have around 50 backpacks. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Plus another assortment.
Plus, right, other things, wipes and tissue and Kleenex and those things. So thank you very much for your contribution.
But the need does not stop at the beginning of the school year. And so please think of Candlewood and those that are in need throughout the year. And, you know, not only for the physical donations, but also gift cards from Walmart are most welcome, and counselors can channel those where the need is greatest. So thank you for all of your support.
And a quick thank you to AGB.
Yes.
They gave us a donation, and just to put out there that we did get a donation from AGB.
Well, make sure you do all your shopping at ATB from now on. Amen.
Okay, please, let's go ahead and stand for our opening hymn.
Rock of Ages, bless for me. Rock of Ages, plan for me, let me hide myself within, let the water and the blood of the wound inside the throne be a sin, God, not a sin. Say no breath and make me good, not the labors of my hands.
Church family.
Good morning.
Jesus, we come to you. We find rest in you. We need you, and we need the pardon you give us for our sins. We need forgiveness. You provide us for our sins, and we need you to forgive us, to walk with God, to obey God, to experience the delight and obedience to his commands. And in your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come to you so often asking for gifts, for mercy, and we expect that in your time we will see your gifts. We ask, but we do not give. We pass by those that we know that are in need, and we look only at ourselves. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to see those around us. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds so that we may be cheerful givers.
Yes,
and use our tithes and our offerings to further your kingdom. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
From Matthew 11, verses 16 to 19, and 28 to 30. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sing a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Let us pray. God, we need your help through Christ to live this Christian life.
Yes, Lord.
We cannot do it on our own today. We couldn't do it yesterday. We can't do it tomorrow. We can't do it today. Please help us, we pray.
Yes.
Help us in such a way that we find rest for our souls as we abide in Jesus, as we walk in the yoke with Jesus, as we learn what it means to follow Jesus. We pray that our souls will grow into greater and greater rest with you, enjoyment of you, delight in you, because of the work of Christ in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come seeking. We come wanting your word. But let it not be just a Sunday experience. Let this experience follow us throughout the week. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds so that as Pastor Ted delivers the message that your Spirit has given to him, that we may burn with desire. Give Pastor Ted strength and courage to put aside all that is him and let his words be your words always. And let us be your disciples always. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, children. Well, good morning.
I can hear you saying.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
That was good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Annie.
Good morning.
All right, children, I got a story for you this morning, all right? You ever heard a story about a young man? I don't know. He's a little guy. Maybe about his, I don't know, maybe about, yes, his size, a little. He was young. And this young man, he had a lot of brothers. He had a few brothers. And all these brothers, they were so big and they were so much stronger than he was. But there was something about this young man that God really liked about him. So one day, God came to his father and said, hey, you got all these boys here lined up. And God wants me to make one of them king. And he went to each one of those boys. And the prophet said, no, that's not the one. He said, no, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. And then the prophet Samuel said this. He says, now, is this all your boys? And the father said, yes. But he says, no. There's one, the youngest, who's out in the fields with the sheep. And the prophet says, go get this young man. So they went and got that young man. And anybody care to guess what that young man's name was? What do you think his name was? What do you think his name was? His name was David. David, okay? David was crowned king that day by Samuel. Now here's what David did. You ever seen a slingshot? You know what a slingshot is? What is it?
It's a piece of wood, and it has two things, and then you attach like a rubber band or something. Then you put a ball, then you like pull it back, then you let go, then it slingshots.
Okay. Okay. That's what a slingshot was. Now David had to face the meanest, the biggest giant up that army had that was against the Israelites. And this guy was 7 foot tall. He was so tall he could stack each one of you all together. And that'd be how tall he was. And he was big. He was so big that David was no bigger than that giant shield. And that giant name was Goliath. His name was Goliath. But what, and that giant told David, says, look, you know, you're just a little boy. I'll feed you to the birds. But you know what David told him? He says, you come at me with swords and a spear, but I came in the name of the army, in the name of God, of the army of Israel, who you have disrespected. That's right. He sure did, didn't he? So here's what David did. He took that slingshot and he picked up three stones, okay? And he took those stones, he put them in his slingshot, and he did it like this. No, David did. He didn't do it. You could do it that way, but David, he do it like this, and he went, hit that giant, pow, right in the middle of his head, and that giant fell dead. So he took a little boy that came in God's name, and he killed the biggest giant in the land. So you know what that means for you children? Even though you're small, the Lord can do great things with you, even when you're little, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to obey your parents, obey your teachers at school, do what Annie tells you to do in the nursery, and you know what will happen? You'll grow up to be big and strong, and the Lord will bless you. You understand? Amen. God bless y'all, all right? Thank y'all for listening. Okay. All right. We'll see ya. Oh, gosh. I
think
so. Thank y'all so much. Give the children a hand. In this day and age, folks, these kids, they need all the encouragement and help that they can get. Amen? And it's our duty to make sure that we keep them encouraged. We pray for them and keep them lifted up to the Lord. Because I just hate to think of it this way, but it seems like they're always in danger. Amen? But we know that the Lord is good. Amen. This morning, I want to talk about a yoke, specifically the yoke of Christ, the yoke of Christ. Our scripture reference comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, and then we look at verses 25 through 30. Of all the people and all the things that we follow in this life, there's only one that will satisfy your deepest longings and desire. And as we look in Matthew 11 in those scriptures, we're going to learn to see, to embrace the simplicity of following our Lord, carrying his yoke, and experiencing the true rest that only he can provide. You know, when I think about a yoke, and as Jesus, He tells him, he says, take my yoke upon you. He's making reference, I believe, in those days, they had to yoke two oxen together. A yoke is a wooden device that you put over the oxen's neck or back, and that enables them to work in unison. When they did the plowing or did the pulling, if you had them yoked together, you could do things a whole lot easier. You could get the job done better because they were working together. The yoke of Christ is when we submit our will to the Lord's will. We submit that, Lord, hey, my way is not working, so I want to submit myself to you. And if you look at these scriptures, you're going to find that as Jesus was telling the Pharisees and his followers, he was telling them, and these scriptures, this in verse chapter 11, this is probably one of the hardest and most the meanest that I've heard the Lord speak about people. And he said this in Matthew 11, verse 21. He said, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have been repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." What was going on is the Pharisees and Sadducees of that day, they were heaping burdens upon the people, loading them up with laws that they could not keep, and they were making it hard on them on purpose. But you know what, folks? Our Lord is not one that goes and he stands with open arms to us. He doesn't push us away. He doesn't reject us when we do wrong. He tells us to come on, come on. He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." And that is just an awesome thing, to know that there's someone that there's there that can help us and will call us into a rest. Now, me and Tessie, we've been yoked together for over 50 years, and that's a good yoke. And I learned real early in our marriage that you can do a whole lot better together than you can by yourself. Amen? And I'm sure that those that have been through that, you know. And it's good to be yoked. It's good to be yoked. But it's even better to be yoked with Jesus, because when you're yoked with Jesus, then you have someone you're right alongside. You see, a lot of folks, they don't like the word submit. They don't like that. But if you don't like that word, think of this word: being yoked to Jesus as a partnership. You are partnering with him and him with you, and you are going through life letting him lead you and show you the way. So and the Lord has been opening his arms to folks for over 2,000 years. So the yoke of Christ means that there is simplicity in following Jesus. You know, the Lord makes it very, very simple for us to follow him. Amen? He says to us, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary, all ye that are a heavy burden." I tell you, folks, when you look at this culture, when you live in this world, there's a lot of things that can burden us down. Amen? Oh, my goodness. We have relationships. We have problems with people at work. We have problems with society. We have problems with everything that burdens us down. But it seems like everything was supposed to be made easy for us. We can sit at home and order groceries from our couch. We've got Netflix. We've got all those things that make it so easy for us. But I tell you, folks, does it really make it any easier for us? Sometimes I think those things, they just add to the burden. They add to the problem. Well, here comes our Lord. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and laden down." Oh, if you're carrying a burden this morning, oh my goodness. I got to tell you this morning, you don't have to do that. You don't have to carry anything around. All you got to do, there he goes with that "all you got to do" business again. That's why I say this morning, it's simple to follow Jesus. Amen? It's so simple that most folks, they miss it. He says, "Come unto me." You got to come to the Lord. Bring those burdens to him. Bring those burdens to me. Be yoked together with him. Walk hand in hand in partnership with the Lord. And he will carry you through your deepest and darkest trials. He's the one that will help you through the times when you don't have a friend, or even family may desert you, or you can't find anybody to help you to answer your problems. Turn to Jesus. You know what, folks? I, and I'm guilty of this too. The first time something's wrong with me, I want to run to the doctor. "Doc, I need another pill. I need another shot." But you know what, folks? What you ought to do, before you run to anyone else, you ought to run to Jesus. Amen? And why do I say that? Because he's promised that he'll take care of you. Now, I'm not talking against doctors. Don't get it twisted on that. No, I'm not. I'm saying that you ought to take your problems to Jesus. Amen? You ought to take them to Jesus. And he tells us that when we bring them to him, our burdens and all those things that are weighing us down, he will help us to bear those burdens. I tell you, folks, we all have some type of burden to bear. We all have something or someone or an issue that's causing us problems in our walk with Christ. But here is the Lord. He's telling you to bring it all to me. And why does he tell you this? Because he says, my yoke is easy. You see, the Lord's not going to, he's not going to break you down with, you know, like a lot of people will. He says, my yoke is easy. It's easy to follow me. All you have to do is submit your will to him. You see, sometimes we feel like we have the best idea. We can do it all on our own. But some of us, like me, have found out, no, you can't. You need someone to help you, and that someone is Jesus. So I submit you to you this morning. Take up the Lord's yoke. Yoke up with him, and he will carry you through. He will carry you through in all the things that you're going through. I used to hear an old song long ago, an old song that growing up in a Baptist church, we used to sing it, they call it, His Yoke is Easy. And that song goes, His yoke is easy, but his burdens are light. And it says, I'll walk wherever he leads me, and I'll always cherish the way that the Lord leads and guides me. So I want you to this morning to think about this. How is your walk with Jesus this morning? How is your closeness with him this morning? One of the things that you've got to do, and one of the things that will happen when you yoke up with Jesus, you're going to grow closer and closer and closer to the Lord. Because you're going to find out the more that you turn loose of your will, the more the Lord's will take over. And his will is A-OK with me. His will is what we need to submit to. So as you yoke up with him, you'll find out that your burdens will become lighter. Things will become easier. And most of all, you will become transformed by being close to Jesus. And that's what we want, folks. That's our whole mission. That's our whole task, is to be closer and closer to the Lord. As growing up as a Christian, I wandered away from the Lord a few times. And I did some things and went down a few alleys and back roads that I know I shouldn't have. But I thank God. I thank God that he brought me back around. And he said, Ted, I tell you what. Take my yoke. Follow me. And I'll take care of you. Well, Lord, I don't want to preach. I don't want to do that. Folks don't treat you right. They look at you funny. You know, I don't like that. He said, don't worry about that. You know what, folks? When you're a child of God, the only person that you have to be worried about and concerned about as far as how you're living is Jesus. Amen? Folks going to look at you funny. Folks going to think you're crazy. But that's okay. That's all right. Because you belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. And if you belong to him, nothing will stand in the way of you taking his message out, and nothing will stand in the way of you walking the Christian life. So today, I want you to think on this. How is my walk with Christ? Or what am I yoked with? Am I yoked to the world? Or am I yoked with Jesus? Am I following Christ? Or am I following the ways of the world? And you're going to find out real quick that when you follow the ways of the world, you're going to fall right off into as they say, the blind leading the blind. So I submit to you this morning, put on the Lord's yoke. Put on his yoke and let him lead you and guide you. I pray that Alamo United Methodist Church will yoke up with Jesus and that we'll all be yoked together as we go down and do the mission that he has for us. And that mission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That's what we do as Christians, not just Methodists, but as Christians. We spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we can't do it unless we have the Lord's leading and the Lord's guidance. That story I told the children this morning about David. David had to learn the hard way also. David got tangled up in some things that he shouldn't have, and it cost David dearly. The Lord blessed him, but it cost him dearly. It cost him problems in his family. It cost him that child that him and Bathsheba had. But the Lord was gracious and merciful to him. You know what, folks? I don't know about you, but I thank God for his grace and mercy. Because if it wouldn't be for that, I don't know where in the world I would be. I thank God that he has brought me here to this church to preach and to teach in this community to tell them about the Lord. I thank God that he's given me a wonderful wife that stays on my case all the time. But that's okay. Because you know what? That tells me she cares about me. I got to tell you this, and I'm going to shut up. I wore some tennis shoes up here one day. And she says, honey, you ought not to wear these tennis shoes. I said, well, why? She says, because preachers don't wear tennis shoes when they're preaching. I says, okay, hon. But you know what? That's all right. I just thank God that she's looking out for me. Amen? Amen. Put Christ's yoke upon you. Walk with Jesus. Walk with him. You won't go wrong. You won't go wrong. When you come to those dark valleys and those steep places and those bad places in your life, that yoke will enable you, walking with him, to stay close to him. And you can ride and you can feel safe that he's got you back. Amen? Amen. As I close this morning, I want to tell you this. Let me read that scripture for you so you can read it, and hopefully you'll mark it in your Bible, because it's a very good scripture, and I want you to always remember it. And this is the promise that the Lord has given us. He says in 28 through 30, Matthew 11, he says, come to me, ye who are weary and burdened. Oh, this morning, if you're burdened down and weary, you can come to Jesus. You can bring it to him. This is the invitation. You don't have to work for it. He's given it to you. He says, I will give you rest. I tell you, folks, some of us, we just get plain tired, don't we? We just get worn out. But Jesus said, I'll give you the rest that's deep, that deep soul rest that we all need. Now, he's not talking about physical rest. He's talking about the spiritual rest, the spiritual satisfaction that you get from taking his yoke. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Are you learning from Christ today? Or are you learning from TV shows or other things? And he says, I am gentle. We serve we serve Christ, who is a gentle and a humble one. He doesn't push us away or mean to us when we do wrong. He says, I am gentle and humble in heart. He says, and I will give you rest for your souls. And then he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, folks, what an invitation we have this morning. How can we let that go and refuse that? Our Lord is calling us and telling us to come unto him. And this morning, as we give the invitation, you will have a chance to let loose of that burden and put on the yoke of Christ and walk with him and him walk with you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. We give thanks to you, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, and the mercy that you've given us, that the invitation that you've given us to take up your yoke, to yoke up with you and to partner with you in all that we do. Empower us, help us, Lord. Help us to do this. Help us not to be afraid, and give us the strength and courage to walk with you and not worry about what other folks think or say. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we give the invitation this morning, the altar is open. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. Anyone who wishes to come, who may be carrying a burden, who maybe want to leave this place with a different attitude, with a different vision, and say, hey, you know, I've given this all to the Lord. I'm not worried about it. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come and let loose of that burden and take up the yoke of Jesus. He's waiting for you, folks. He's waiting for you. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn? Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing streams doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy
may be seated. We thank you so much this morning. We just trust the Lord will bless you. I know he will. And I pray that you'll leave this place in better shape than when you came in. At this time, Tessie, would you please bring Don and Jean Dennis to the front, please? God bless you.
You made it.
God bless you, brother. We love you. Amen. 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 Let me stand out of the way. If you could, just face the congregation. Tessa, you just kind of stand there to the side there with them, all right? Amen. Alamo, this is Don and Jean Dennis. And they would like to join our congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The Reception into a local congregation liturgy is on page 38 in your hymnals, and it'll also be on the board. There is a part for the congregation that you have to respond. Amen? Amen. Members of Alamo United Methodist Church, I commend these persons, Don and Jen, Chin, Dennis. I knew I was going to get that wrong. Gotcha. Like Dennis Menace. Okay. I commend them to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And now the congregation will respond.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you, Christian love.
Members, together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our services, that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Now, I believe, Don and Jean, you're coming from another United Methodist Church. Do you agree to uphold the laws of the United Methodist Church in the Book of Discipline, to adhere to them and to follow the ways of the Lord as stated in the Bible?
We do.
Amen. 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 Church, you've heard their profession. They wish to join us. What do you say? Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Now, what was the name of the church that you're coming from?
Whitewater Methodist Church.
Whitewater Methodist Church.
Missouri.
We are so glad to have you. Amen. Amen. And we welcome you. And if there's anything that you want to do, whatever you want to do, just let us know, and we'll be glad to have you and help you lead you and to show you the way. And the congregation, they've already stated they wish that they will help to nurture you and to guide you along the way. Amen? God bless you, and welcome to our church. Amen. And as we leave, you'll just stand back here with me, and we'll give you the right hand of fellowship. Amen? Now, I didn't... Now, this is your daughter, right?
Yes.
Annie? You're welcome, too, now. You're welcome, too. Amen? God bless y'all. God bless y'all. So, yes, they are members of Homer's... Amen. 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 Amen.
30 years and 19 days.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Won't you just sit right here? That way you won't have to walk all the way to the back yet. We'll wait till service is over. Yeah. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. You can sit right there. And we'll all go back. And me, Tom, and Jean will meet you at the back. And then we'll shake our hand in the congregation. We'll file by and we'll shake your hand as well. All right? Amen. God bless y'all. Let's give them a hand. Amen.
It's a joy to see them in adult Sunday school every morning, every Sunday rather. And as Homer mentioned about Jen, we're talking about Chin, and if you ever get a chance and to listen to her talk about her native land, Thailand.
Amen.
Thailand, what did I say? Thailand. Taiwan. We talked about it 20 minutes ago, and I still got it wrong. So, but they are beautiful people, so we're the winners of this joining our congregation.
Amen.
So Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Let's continue to keep our country, our first responders, our military in our thoughts and prayers. Continue to keep all of our homebound family and friends in our thoughts and prayers. Continue to keep the ones that we have a lot of members that with family that are either dealing with illnesses right now and couldn't make it in. So continue to keep our thoughts and prayers for Alamo United Methodist Church and our congregation. I want a joy for have a sister-in-law and her family in town. Gonna ask for safe travels tomorrow as they head back to Virginia. So thanks be to God that they're here, and prayers and God be with them on their flight back home tomorrow. Lord, hear our prayers. And Bob and Gwen are asking prayers for daughter Robin, who's not feeling well. So, amen. Lord, hear our prayers for Robin Clem. Prayer request for not only our church, but also for the Methodist denomination in general. So, Lord, hear our prayers. And also have a celebration from Virginia, not only for her herself, but her son Trey is doing well after back surgery. Thanks be to God. And her daughter-in-law, Kristen, who suffered a heart attack a few weeks ago, she's improved health. So thanks be to God, and Lord, hear our prayers for the Molenhoff family. And what a joy again to see Miss Selma. And Eileen is with us this morning, so thanks be to God. Thanks be to God to all of our congregation. Go out and have fun, and the slim and none chances of rain, keep hoping we'll see some rain Tuesday and Wednesday. So God be with all of us.
As our service draws to a close, our pastor is already at the back to welcome us as we depart and be with us and pray with us. And now let us keep him in our prayers this week and onward. He has a tremendous burden, just keeping tabs on all of us, and he does it so well. And he could not do it were he not thoroughly connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. The man has to be in prayer every single day, and we need to be in prayer for him as well. Let's keep our pastor as a very important person. And I intended to bring two things and give them to John earlier this morning, but I want to thank God for creating an emergency. My grandnephew graduated from high school and joined the Air Force at the same time. This year, and he was to go into boot camp in July, and I couldn't get any member of the family to tell me where he was until this past Friday, when one of my nieces says, well, he was all set to go, and then he was out burning trash, you know, the way the family does. They have one kid go burn the trash. And when he was burning the trash, an aerosol can exploded, hit him in the head, and he had to go for emergency surgery. And thank God that while he was undergoing the surgery, the surgeon discovered that he had a tumor that if it were left alone within a couple of years, it would be a cancer of the most lethal type. So thank God we had an accident, and the doctors recognized a problem and resolved it. Isn't Jesus so kind to all of us? But I just had to throw that tidbit in. And now, having filled in for the pastor, however feebly I did it, I would go on to my portion of the service here, which is not too difficult. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember all those who are less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, He Lives?
I serve the risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever both may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I hear him, he's always here.
He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives in
me. He walks with me and talks with me
along a narrow way.
He lives,
salvation.
He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, salvation through him, Lord. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your
eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of